Hello, Theodore. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for hanging on. It's good to talk with you. Before we talk about the cause and the initiative you've put together, I would just like to get to know you a little bit better. What grade are you in, and what are some of the things you enjoy doing?
So I'm in ninth grade at Moon Area High School. And actually, I was on the radio with you a couple weeks ago with my grief essay.
Right. Yeah, you did a great job expressing that.
Thank you.
And what are some of the things you enjoy doing?
I enjoy being with friends and family and making people smile, especially at times like this. I thought that this was a really good idea to help the community and kind of give back and help out Riverdale Church, which is where the essential bags are going to be going and distributed out of.
Well, what a great thing that you're doing. Now, some folks have no idea about all of this, so you're putting together essential bags to help families and individuals impacted by the pandemic. What kinds of things are going into the bags, and describe the effort in putting them all together?
So on May 1st, I decided, in honor of my upcoming 15th birthday, which is on Wednesday, May 20th, that I was going to make essential bags to distribute to the Moon community through Riverdale Presbyterian Church, because Riverdale Presbyterian Church created a makeshift food pantry that people kind of just dropped off items whenever needed, and people picked up items whenever needed, and it's open 24 hours a day. And with the recent epidemic, it has put many people in situations that they have never experienced, and they need things such as necessities. And the bags will be toothpaste, deodorant, an inspirational message, some treats, some toilet paper, some snacks. And when we presented the idea to the community through social media, it was an extremely positive response.
What a great idea. Now, are you getting donations in care of the church? It's got to be hard since people are still social distancing. How are you getting materials together?
So the main way we're getting money is through like PayPal and Venmo. Actually, as of a couple minutes ago, we had 1,605. But then we got a $200 donation, so now, so far, we have made $1,805.
Wow, that's almost $2,000. That's,
yes, in 1 week. It's amazing.
And there is a lot you can do to sort of parlay that money to put together these bags. Now, are you putting them together, or do you have help from people in the church?
So I have a list of everyone that's going to help, me, my dad, my sister, and some nice friends and family named Vicky, the Maxons, my pap, and my grandmother.
That's,
and Pastor Chris, who's the pastor at Riverdale Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a great project you've put together, Theodore. Now, can you provide the address of the website where people can learn more?
We don't have a website set up, but if you go to Riverdale Presbyterian Church, there is on their Facebook.
Oh, perfect. So, and I'll post that as a link from our Facebook page. So Riverdale Presbyterian Moon Township will provide the information that people need to know more about the project. You know, imagine, I always think when I think about behavior, Theodore, like, what if everybody did that? And you can think about it in a negative way when somebody litters, you know, a small little piece of litter, and you think, what if every single person dropped the wrapper to a candy bar? The world would be full of candy bar wrappers. Well, what if every person did what you're doing? There would be a lot of people, hopefully many, many people that aren't struggling, or that there would be many people who have more hope. So I think what you're doing is not just helping the folks that you're looking to help, but it's also inspirational to others who might want to start an effort like yours. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And a happy early birthday to you. Do you have plans to celebrate this week?
We're probably going to go out for dinner. Not go out. We're probably going to pick up dinner from somewhere.
Yeah, I do that. You know, I keep thinking I want to call somebody and meet them somewhere that I realize I can't do that, but eventually. Uh-huh. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to thank my mom because her and I sat down because we were trying to think of something we could do for the community. And so I would just like to thank her because she is a big person that has helped throughout all of this and kind of helped form it in a way.
Well, that's terrific. And I hope you'll share more of your writing and thoughts with us, if not live on the air.